here we are again on the matter of the judicial selection. What about the election, the original election in Michigan? Do you approve of that? The theory is that you...
Yeah, I don't anymore. I think that the best way to get a Supreme Court is to have them appointed by the governor and then have them, as they do in California, run against their record, so to speak, about every 6 or 8 years. Shall Justice X be retained, not have a live opponent? Essentially, that means that they are untouched by partisan politics unless they do something which in the public mind is so egregious over a period of time that it makes for a good campaign issue by groups or the media or a combination of both who exploit that position of the person so much so that it becomes in the minds of the voters something that they don't favor. Now, a lot of people say, well, the trouble with that is that you're always subject to the whim of some group or to the press. Well, I think the people have pretty good sense. They can be misled and are misled from time to time, but by and large, they figure things out pretty well. They may even arrive at the right decision for the wrong reason, but they can dope it out because essentially the press is free and the ideas are free and people are naturally suspicious of any kind of campaign. They won't know who's behind it, and usually the opposition exposes that. So I'm comfortable with leaving it to the people just on a question of whether the justices should be retained. I guess I wouldn't undo the federal system and make it like that for the simple reason that the federal judges can cover usually wider areas, and trying to get campaigns together I think would be very difficult. And so I guess I'm a pragmatist, essentially, and if it works, leave it alone. So. But so far as the state system is concerned, I like the way they do the appellate courts, the appointments of appellate courts in California.
It's interesting, in the appellate court system in Michigan, if I am not mistaken, there has never been an incumbent defeated.
I don't believe so. Except the Supreme Court.
In a court of appeals, I mean.
Yeah.
Now, in the Supreme Court, of course, we have had some...
Lots of defeats.
Well, quite a few. And a lot of them have been, in your case, it's pretty tough to, in this state, to run against a Brennan.
Oh, a good guy with a good Irish name. Used to be...
A Riley, a Kavanaugh.
Well, the funny...
A Fitzgerald.
Well, yeah. the history of the Michigan Supreme Court... Harry Kelly took on Clark Adams in 1953 and beat him. Michael O'Hara took on Paul Adams in 1962 and beat him. Thomas Giles Kavanaugh took on Michael O'Hara. Now, that was interesting. Well, I think in 1966, I think he was, and beat him. 1968. And... have been, well, I Dorothy Riley took on Thomas Giles and beat him.
Well, that was a pretty unusual set of circumstances that was, I think, in the voters' mind in that case. We forgot to think so.
Yeah.